Días, Marquez.
Hey, yo, what's up? Welcome back to the Osa Podcast.
It's all of us, carnales.
It's all of nosotros, wey.
Oh, I should have said, it's a show about us, foo.
Dog foo.
So, hello, everybody. Hello, internet.
Good to see you. We're back with another mini episode.
Another mini-sode for you. This was originally going to be Cinco de Mayo episode.
Yeah.
But we totally dropped the ball.
And we forgot we had a podcast.
Because
some cool things are cooking.
And so.
Cooking and we're eating.
Yeah, I just started watching Breaking Bad. So cooking takes on a whole new meaning. Document it right now. Angel started watching Breaking Bad in this video. So, Chris, we saw a movie recently.
Sadly.
Really captured, our culture. Where we come from, the city we live in.
Yeah, especially the city we live in. It was so authentic. The city
we live in. And so, what movie was that?
El Cochino,
El Cabrón, El Chingón.
Better
known as
El Chicano.
El Chicano.
This movie was one of the most. It's like, when you know, like, your room's, like, dirty and shit, but then when you walk in, when you're just like, okay, like, it's really fucking dirty. Like,
it's a fucking mess.
It's a mess.
This is a fucking mess of a movie. And me and Chris have already, like, thrown up everything we can about this movie. We've just, like, exasperated everything we can say. But I think, at least for me, the more I think about it, the more like solid my opinion
right, yeah.
of the movie gets.
Because when we came out of it, I mean, we were all laughing because we had a good time. We had a good time just shitting on this movie throughout. And I remember when we were leaving the theater, it literally evolved from us high as hell, just like laughing our ass off. Dude, this movie was so bad. Remember this scene? And as the car ride progressed, by the time we got to my house, we're watching Q&As from the movie with Joe Carnahan and the director, which we'll get into. And we're just fucking screaming at the fucking computers, like, fuck you, fuck this movie. We like looked up all the information.
Yeah, and we were just like, we just started getting so angry and we're just like pissed, like offended for the first time.
I thought I was mad when I saw the Peppermint trailer. Dude, this shit, like, so what happened is that, we got tickets late. So we had, me, Justin, and some other homie had to sit up front. Shout out to Leo.
the other homie.
And Angel and somebody else. Oh, Angel and his homie.
Oh, my friend Yuli. Shout out to Yuli.
They sat in the back.
All the way in the back.
But Angel claims that every time something like stupid happened, that they could hear me laughing from the front.
Bro, you can hear Chris from the front of the theater. Like, you just hear him go, or just like, oh, God.
and I'm not that annoying of a movie goer, but this movie was just like, are you kidding me?
Let's dial it back and like give a little context. Yes. So, El Chicano is being advertised as the first Latino superhero. Oh, such
bullshit.
The Latino Batman, the Batman of East LA.
Is it a fucking Latino superhero movie or a movie about a Latin serial killer who shows up three times and does nothing heroic fucking at all?
Yeah, like
shots, bitch.
Like, this is something I was thinking about. Like, what is a superhero? Because I consider Batman a superhero because he does heroic shit.
Right.
El Chicano literally just kills people, not just people.
Disabled people.
In
the beginning, he gets a dude off his wheelchair.
The fucking movie begins with El Chicano killing a gangster that's in a wheelchair by dragging his fucking ass across East LA.
East
LA with his fucking badass chopper, and he fucking somehow he tied a rope to this wheelchair like in record time. It's fucking stupid. That's how the movie begins.
Yeah, that's how it begins. And then they give him this like heroic dolly, and it's like, wasn't that cool? What he just murdered a gangster in front of his son. I don't know.
His whole family.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how cool that is. I mean, like, the guy's a piece of shit, but whatever.
Bad things happen when the sky turns black.
Like that. That is like
the delivery too,
dude. That line is like the tagline for the movie.
That line thinks it's a lot cooler than it really is.
It was like, in the trailer.
Because things happen when the sky turns black.
If I'm not mistaken, he says it fucking three times, and like they like use that so much where it's like, oh, what? Like the writer was just like, What a cool line. Oh my god. It's like
I need to do a callback right now. And then just like
it's a piece of shit.
Who's out there? El Chicano.
And for another,
it's just like me? I'm El Chicano. Like yeah. It's so the fucking name is so stupid.
Tell them how it opens. Fuck this movie. Don't see it. I mean, like, if you can see it, like, in a free something or rental, do that.
I think our short answer to is this movie good is fuck no.
No.
This movie sucks ass.
Fuck anybody that's supporting it.
Nobody in this fucking world should watch this movie. This shit sucks ass. I'm like looking at Chris like, am I going too hard on this movie?
No, do it. Fucking just, this is ripped into this shit.
Yeah, I think now we're getting super into it, and I want to like dial it back and be like, why aren't more people talking shit about it?
Right.
Why? Like, that's my question to you.
And that's another thing we were bringing up is I've been explaining on our car rides just talking about this. It's honestly because it's a Brown movie, and we are so starved of our own content, and at least in the mainstream, that it's just like, just support it because Brown people are in it.
It's just like, hey, it's a step in the right direction. Fuck no, it's not.
I just want to make sure we're recording. I was like, oh, I hope we're not. We're good.
Epic. There are Latinx shows and movies that I don't like that I will support because I think they're doing really well for the culture.
Name them. I'm just kidding.
Name the ones you don't like. We'll get into that later. Just kidding. Maybe not. But El Chicano does nothing for me, for Chicano culture, for especially not for Mexican culture.
Absolutely not.
Because plot point is
the drug cartel from Mexico is trying to take over these LA streets.
Of course, because what else are we afraid of other than fucking it's cartels?
Like, I'm fucking it pisses me off that a Brown person directed this movie and he was okay with being like, yeah, another movie about Mexicans being drug cartels and someone needing to murder them.
In East LA?
In East LA, viciously. Yeah, I'm totally down for that. It's fucking stupid. Like, why the fuck? I understand if a white person made this movie.
Right. We'll get into that.
Yeah, but if a Brown person made it, it fucking, I don't want to believe that he signed off on this and was like, this is okay with me, because it makes me lose so much faith in him personally, but just like Brown filmmakers in general, like
at least old school ones do. Cause I can fucking guarantee you no millennial had any creative writing involvement in this.
I can absolutely fucking tell. Absolutely not. There's literally a scene.
I think what we're seeing, and why it's kind of interesting to watch this movie, is because you're seeing a dying breed. These are fools that are still trying to like, no, you guys live in East LA. You're gangsters. You hate cartel. You like tacos. It's like, no, you're, and we're just like slowly suffocating. It's like, nope, those years are over. Shut the fuck up. It's over. But they're still just like, El Chico, no, no more. You have no more in you.
Dude.
And until that fucking source of creation, there's just this bullshit fucking narrative that this is all we are, this is the only flavor of Latin that there is, it's like, I just can't wait for there to be no more breath in that and just,
yeah, dude,
it's dead.
The only fucking people that are supporting it are stupid ass old heads that are like, hey fool, this reminds me of Blood and Blood, this reminds me of my childhood, dog. Good job representing my culture and just trying to give an authentic way.
And somebody made a point to this, I think even on the podcast or off, but they're like, well, food, don't make fun of that because that actually exists. Like, I'm sure it does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's very real. But that's not everything, you know? And I'm just realizing why people get upset when everybody just classifies the Latino as Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, there's no Salvadoran. I was like, that's too specific. It's like, you're all Mexican. But
you have a Latino movie, like, that's fucking good enough.
Exactly. And now I'm understanding, it's like, yeah, I mean, people should have the right, especially because niches is such a big thing. It's like everyone should have the right to their own, what they are. Yeah. Not just fucking group them all and put them in a little microwave of just shit. And this applies to all of
them. Yeah, it's like if you wanted to make a movie about East LA and about gangsters and shit, like,
yeah, how about shoot it in East LA? That's the only thing. The reason we keep doing this, this movie takes place in East LA. And you'll see a lot of Los Angeles B-roll. But they shot this motherfucker in Calgary, Canada.
Oh, Canada. Canada.
And they keep and but they're proudly going to Q&A's like, yep, this is an East LA movie.
Authentic.
Fuck yourself, Joe Carnahan.
Fuck you, Joe Carnahan. Suck a dick, bitch.
Oh. If we see you at a screening, food, square up, bro. Oh, damn. Square, I think he's gonna bite me later, but we'll see.
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh.
Nah, dude. I've tagged him twice on my Instagram stories, hoping he just fucking goes off on me, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
And why do we hate... Who is Joe Carnahan, and why do we hate him so much?
All right, so Joe Carnahan, he's, a pasty director.
He's a white dude who produced and co-wrote or completely wrote it?
Co-wrote.
He co-wrote this movie. He produced it.
And he's famous for doing Smoke and Aces and, like, a bunch of, like, these... manly action movies, you know, from the late 2000s and shit.
You know, fucking the shit that gets your blood pumping.
Yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, that was a dope-ass movie.
So that dude is in charge of our voice, and he is the one solely responsible for creating our first Latino superhero. How generous.
Chris has this hypothesis. Walk us through it.
Okay, because I think as directors, you can kind of tell... You get each other. You know, whether you like to have the same sensibilities or not, I feel like directors understand when they behave a certain way, and you know, you just connect. So we're watching the Q&A for El Chicano
at the
film independent screening.
Yeah, film independent.
Like, it was at the ArcLight in Culver City. There we go. And the whole cast is there, director's there, and this white moderator who's like fucking hilarious. Watch the video. Dude. It's
Here's my fucking impersonation. Wow, this movie is the greatest movie of all time. It should play 24/7 in every theater.
Family, relationships. Oh, but I also think it speaks to a much larger story. And I'd love to hear from you both sides of that, of wanting to fulfill making just a great movie to watch, but also answering to something bigger and maybe addressing everything from representation to a cultural... elements of society.
There's that word again.
Representation.
Wow, people need to watch this movie because there's brown people in it. That's her whole fucking thing the entire fucking time.
So this Q&A is going on, and I'm noticing that Joe Carnahan, this director, he's the one doing the talking. He's fucking, oh man, it's a passion project.
Well, what Dre is talking about specifically is the email that I sent her saying, El Chicano should open your motherfucking festival. That's what I said. We should open your festival because you're the best film.
And then, like, whenever they pass the director, he'd be like,
I worked in a lot of stunts. I worked in a lot of stunts.
I was a stuntman, you know, this is my first time directing. I just want to tell stories and
And every Latino knows, especially when you live in the barrio, you know, you adapt and you relate and, you know, you find things to do and, you know, and I'm sure everybody else that's out there, you know, they know the deal. So, yeah.
And Joe Carnahan's like, the brown people, they're just so important to our culture. And it's like, and I started watching it and I said, This food ghost directed, but it was gonna look bad if a white food directed our first Latino superhero movie. So what do they do? Hey, I know this old pal. He kind of directs. He does stunts. I'll bring him on to direct this film. Movie. And so I strongly believe that Joe Carnahan.
Look, I'm the most convincing piece of evidence. The fucking Daredevil thing.
Okay, so in the movie, there's a moment where the dude who becomes El Chicano, I forget their fucking names. Rafael Castillo's actor.
Raul Castillo. Yeah, when he's a kid.
He's
reading Daredevil comics.
He's reading Daredevil comics. And then it cuts to him in the future as an adult man, and he goes to the room, and then he's looking through the Daredevil comics. And I was remembering, I'm like, wait a second, why does this feel familiar? And if you're a director, if you've had to look for sizzle reels like I have, you'll know that the one that they always point you to is Joe Carnahan's Daredevil sizzle.
I want his family dead. I want him dead.
And as soon as I saw the Daredevil comics, because it's Chicano is nothing like Daredevil. Absolutely, nothing. There's nothing. He's not blind. He's not a lawyer. Like none of like
Daredevil has fucking like rules to why he does what he does. El Chicano is just like
He shows up in his movie for one. El Chicano comes out three times. El Chicano, the lead guy, three times.
Who was he?
El Chicano.
I am neither right nor good. I will make up the difference in blood.
I bet he's in the movie for 15 minutes.
Less, bro. I bet.
Bro,
I
it's bet. Fucking... Like, bet. Me and Chris, even though we were in completely different areas of the theater, we had the same joke, which was like, hey, I have a question.
Where the fuck is El Chicano? It was 40 minutes in. They're like talking about like a funeral and shit and like suicide.
And I'm just like George hey, Lopez is there being like, the Mexican cartel are moving into territory.
Fucking Mexicans. Fuck. George Lopez says, George fucking Lopez, Mexicans.
If you're watching this, why did you do that? Why did you say, fuck Mexicans?
That's my character. Watch out. Sorry, George. I actually want to work with you
like,
one day.
Here's a legit question to all the Latinos in that movie. Did you really believe in this fucking movie? Or were you just doing it for the fucking paycheck, George Lopez?
So I don't believe that.
Answer me!
Well, anyway. Yeah.
Answer me! The movie sets up this fucking horrible, like, precedent of Mexicans and Mexican-Americans and how they're at odds and how the Mexicans are the villains and the Mexican-Americans
that's right, that's
are the
right.
fucking heroes.
Because they keep making a point, I'm Mexican-American.
Yeah, it's literally in caps on a journal that they fucking show you. And then the fucking main guy, when he kills the villain, is like, you're on American soil.
Yeah.
You're dying on American soil.
This isn't Mexico.
This isn't Mexico anymore, puto.
And you had a great analysis of that scene. You said it's like making us fear the other or something
like
that.
It's othering nationally born fucking
Mexican.
People from Mexico, born in Mexico. Like, it's making them villains. It's like, dude, I was like, this was like watching a fucking Trump movie. It was like, if a white person was saying that, if the white person was El Chicano, like, the dialogue wouldn't change. He was fucking saying all this shit.
Do you think this movie would have been more scrutinized? Like, literally, nothing in the movie changes except directed by Joe Carnahan.
Dude, because think about it,
if he, like, was publicly like, yeah, I directed this.
See, that's the thing. Like, I think Latino audiences and especially Latino creators are afraid to talk shit about this movie because they don't want to tear down a brown voice or whatever. But I don't want this brown voice. I don't fucking want it at all. This fucker,
it's barely a brown voice.
Like, if this is the kind of shit he's gonna make, please stop. And no one wants to say that because yes, it's true. Like, you know, when you discourage someone, you don't get anything. And any little bit of encouragement will maybe... Like,
right.
It's better to have something out in the world. But I don't think so. Because if this was just a harmless movie, a harmless shitty movie, I wouldn't care.
Me neither. We wouldn't be making an episode on it.
Make as many shitty Latino movies as you want because they've been making them for fucking years. But this shit, I think, actively sets us back and actively hurts the community. And that's the thing no one's talking about.
Especially when it's like, they made it seem like, dude, this is going to be such a big deal for us. Like, why would the filmmakers, I guess you have to sell tickets, but why would you put this movie on such a pedestal to where you make everything ride on this? Like, this is the first, like, you're making such a big stink about it. And then people see it like, oh, it's pretty generic. And it's like pretty much everything I've
hella
seen before.
Generic.
It's like, why would you, like, I'd rather have no precedent set for us in like, can Latinos sell a movie? Than to have this piece of shit be like our barometer. Because the bar is so fucking low. Even the shittiest filmmakers I know could do something way better than this.
Bro, if this...
Facts.
Like the fact that that people are paying to see this movie gives me hope as a filmmaker. Because it's like...
It should.
If the bar is this fucking low, I have no problem. No one in the world has any problem. Because literally, this movie is so fucking uninspired. They have a scene where two characters are sitting in a fucking...
Oh my god! This is the best... This is the best scene in the movie. Angel, just explain. And then I'll jump in. Just go.
It's two people are sitting in a fucking cop car.
Two cops, yeah.
And they're like staking out this gangster party. but they're too far away to hear the conversation. So if you're a fucking screenwriter, what would you do in this situation? I'll tell you what the fucking screenwriter, Joe Carnahan of El Chicano, did. He's like, hey, let's give the two cops in the car fucking portable microphones or whatever the fuck that was. Portable things.
These fucking road mics.
These fucking road mics. They stick them out their car windows, point them at these gangsters, and they're like, I'll translate the guy on the left, you translate the guy on the right. And what you get is a literally 5 minute
conversation. It's literally that long.
5 minute conversation where one guy is like, 9 o'clock, the Meridian. Fucking stop!
Great.
Fucking piece of shit! So one cop is like, 9 o'clock, Meridian meeting.
It's like, be there, bring backup.
Drug deal going down?
Do you remember that cop that followed us earlier?
Yeah, I don't like that cop. We should kill that guy.
Yeah, huh? I think...
Did he just confess to killing his brother?
And they fucking shoot in the car!
But you're in the car while they're figuring... I'm like, hey, fine. Hey, director, how about we cut to the conversation instead of watching these fools literally like... And unsure, they're like... meet me at... It's
so fucking lazy.
It's like, did you forget to shoot that half? Was there not enough time? You guys forgot? Or what's going on? Was it not well acted? Or what the fuck?
I couldn't... I thought it was a fucking joke.
Because I looked at Justin. I'm like, are we really here? Is this the scene? Are they just figuring out what these who's are saying? It was so...
I was so angry that this fucking movie was made and is getting money from these ticket sales, including my own. And so I was fucking mad.
And of course your boy Hector makes an appearance in this. What's a Latino movie without Hector? Dude,
there's a fucking gangster behind some glass and I can't really see him except for his fucking silhouette. And I turn to my friend Yuli. I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if that's Hector in there? And it fucking is Hector!
Fucking Hector's gotta eat, dude.
Dog, all we needed was a fucking... Hector's
gotta eat. I don't blame him.
All we needed was a John Trujillo. Not John Trujillo. Fucking...
Edward James Olmos?
Danny Trejo. All we needed was a cameo from the basis of Metallica.
Edward James Olmos needed to be like a priest or something.
Yeah, we needed the fucking holy trinity of Edward James Olmos, Danny Trejo, and Hector.
Fucking Hector. that's you know, it's a staple Latino movie.
And like, saying that, yes, it's a joke, but it's also like, they're the remnants of this old school Chicano like film.
And unfortunately, Hollywood still thinks we're in the fucking 80s.
Yeah, it's so fucking dated.
It's so 80s, dude. Like what they think of us, like what's up about this? Like, bro, that fucking, is literally
it's like the not 80s. Everyone, it's like they think everyone looks like Lil Rob. That's what the whole movie is. It's just, I'm fucking tight. Listen, I will not see your movie if Mexican people are white tees, gold chain, baggy shorts, fucking those stupid thick boy West Coast sunglasses.
Like, if
that's your fucking movie, if that's a character, yeah. If that's your fucking character, fuck you and your movie and your uninspired vision for what a fucking Mexican is. And fucking Latinos still be making movies like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna point out too. Let this be a lesson, or just let this be known to anybody that's a Latino creator. If you're making that shit, if you look like us, if you come from where we come from, and you're willingly giving in to just doing what everybody, what fucking white people are already doing with our fucking image, put down the camera and fucking blow your brains out, please.
Damn.
We don't need you. We don't need you.
Maybe go. Maybe just don't make movies anymore.
All right, that works too.
Yeah.
As long as, you know.
Happy medium.
As long as you're out of the way.
But it's just like, why are you dressing us up like other people think we look? It's almost as if they're like, oh, no one's going to believe they're a gangster unless they look like like Lil Rob.
No one's going to believe this is an LA movie if the title doesn't come up.
Bro.
El Chicano?
Oh my god.
Watch this.
That's how fade. The fuck. And it's in like fucking.
Yeah, like cholo writing.
The cholo writing. And I turn to Yuli and I'm like, it's gonna be one of these movies.
And they fucking shot this in Canada. I cannot. Like, it's so hilarious that they were like, look, I know we shot this in Canada. I know we have LA B-roll, but let's just really make sure they know this is in LA. And in the beginning, let's just say, hey, guys, this is where we're at. LA. Don't forget.
This is an LA movie. Homie from the street.
Kill yourselves.
So, I hate this movie.
Awful. And me and Angel, before we did this, I was expressing my excitement about talking shit about this movie because it's time. It's time we start fucking trashing the shit. I think because Angel and I are so close already to like getting our shits, our new shits made. You know, like we have the shit that we made when we were nobodies that brought us up to kind of being, you know, a little bit, you know, notable to some people. And now that we're about to go off and actually embark in like legit Hollywood shit, it's like, okay, if we're going to go in, we're going to go in fucking guns blazing. All right, look, here's what's fucking changing. This is gone. Exactly. This is gone. No more trolls. We're not doing this shit. I am not going to make my shit more Mexican.
And we're back. Sorry, things got a little heated for a minute there. Chris just couldn't contain his hatred and anger towards this movie. But
I'm good now.
Yeah, I think we're good.
More collected.
I think now we can give like our final eloquent, educated thoughts on this movie.
Yes.
If let's say let's give ourselves a scenario here. If Raul Castillo, the main character, asks you, why don't you like El Chicano? What would you tell him?
I think in the vein of our good friend Justin, and also to quote a classic Justin line, "Who's bad? It's bad.
Who's bad?
What do you want me to tell you?" I mean, that's really, at the end of the day, what it boils down to. Nothing about this movie is redeeming artistically. Like, okay, good, they finished it. Good, you know, it's
in focus.
Yeah, good, it's in focus. Good people. Good, it's in theaters. Not a lot of fucking movies get played in theaters, you know, and this one did. So, you know, good for the people behind it. And look, whether it was authentically Latino or not, you know, there are brown people involved in this. And, you know, this was something that people put effort and time into. And I get that all movies, even bad ones, have work put into them, regardless of how lazy they may come off. But overall, it's just like, look, dude, this movie, first of all, it wasn't enjoyable. And that's why you make movies, at least to enjoy or to kind of put someone through an experience. And it did none of those for me other than to make me like laugh. But that was like no fun.
It wasn't trying to make you laugh.
It was like I didn't want to come here to laugh, though. Like, I honestly, I came in because I saw the trailer. I'm like, well, you know, like it looks cliche, but it actually looks like it was shot pretty like decently. So I want to see it.
Chris was giving it the benefit of the doubt. I went into it being like, this is going to be a shitty ass fucking movie.
And I kept saying, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we came out of this and we were like, whoa, we got to talk. We got to spread the word. Yeah. And we're doing that. But sadly, hella, it's for the other reason.
Hella optimistic.
Yeah. So
and so you get two different like experiences going in. I knew from the fucking poster, stupid ass bandana with the Mexican flag. Yeah. Fuck you. And Chris was like, hey, you know.
I thought that was just shitty marketing. I'm like, this just looks like a classic case of shitty marketing. They didn't know what to do with this movie, but no, it's just the shitty production in general. I'm gonna throw it back to you. What would you tell Raul? Because we're definitely gonna come across this. Yeah. Fool.
If he said, why don't I like El Chicano? I think I hate not. Let's put all the political shit aside. I think it's a fucking lazy, uninspired film.
Yeah, just as a film in general. That's honestly all I'm judging it by. Like, we'll put the brown ethics, all that aside. It's uninspired.
Yeah, I'd be like, me and Chris were a part of a film program called ICF, and I was like, this looks like a fucking long ass ICF movie.
It is exactly
like,
what that is.
It was so cheap. It was so badly acted. So badly lit. The fucking car scene is straight out of like necessity. Like that car scene was out of necessity. It fucking sucks. If he was literally in front of me right now and was like, tell me the fucking truth. Tell me like how you feel about El Chicano. I'll just be like, look, dude, I'm sorry, but you suck in it.
He does.
Everyone around you sucks. And I'm kind of offended that you didn't speak out about it. I'm more hurt that the entire cast, especially the entire Latino cast, didn't say shit about this movie. Like, they're still writing for it. They're still advertising it. Mm-hmm. They're still supporting it. They're like, go see this movie. I'm so proud to be in this movie. you shouldn't be proud to be in this movie.
This is the year, dude, where we have to take down every... Because this is us. Now you're talking about us. I mean, that's what this show is. It's about us. Like, you know what? And if you're gonna try to portray us... Well, you're portraying us. Yeah, get ready for the real shit.
Get ready for some scrutinization.
Exactly. Because gone are the days where you could make this and give it to us and be like, this is what you got. This is all you're getting. It's like, nah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And if you're one of the people that saw El Chicano and was like, this was an authentic representation of me and my community, I don't know what to tell you. I feel like if you're an old head and if you like Blood In, Blood Out, and if you like Stand and Deliver, you're probably gonna like this movie.
Yeah, you're gonna say, oh, it's cool. Because I remember when we were leaving, people were just like, yeah, it was good. But it's just that, like, it's that floja good. It's like, yeah, it's good. It had shit. You know, there was explosions. There was, of course it's good.
This,
like,
movie is marketed towards the bottom denominator of film audiences. And my sister's one of them. So she would probably like this movie.
Yeah.
Like, I know people that would enjoy this movie, sadly. But I think I'm just angry that this got made and that it's getting support from fucking George Lopez. George Lopez's daughter in the show.
Oh, Amy Garcia.
Raul Castillo. Fucking stupid ass Hector. Like,
Hector's gotta eat.
Like, no one said stop. No one said I don't want to do this. No one said you shouldn't do this. And that upsets me more than anything.
I think, you know, like we've been saying, it's just this would come with the same scrutiny. At least that's what I aim to do if one of our homies made a bad movie. Or fuck it, if I made a bad movie, if Angel made a bad movie,
if Chris made El Chicano, I'd be like, the fuck are you doing?
And I'd be like, I know.
I know, but you know,
like, come on, like, they
gave me a lot of money.
George Lopez is in it. I was like, okay, come on.
You didn't get to really ask this question earlier, but you were like, do you think it would get criticized if it was a white person directing it?
Right, yeah.
If Joe Carnahan was like, yes, I directed it, I promise you the Latino community would tear him and this movie and the cast apart.
Absolutely.
But the fact that a brown person is at the helm stops anyone from really giving it an honest review until today.
And that's horseshit. And that's one thing I kept telling Angel. I said, when we were watching the Q&A for El Chicano, I was watching, I said, this is such an industry Q&A. Like, just industry people are there. Not audiences. Maybe a couple, but it's an industry event. So, of course, everyone's like, fantastic movie. I thought it was great.
Representation. Oh,
there's that word again.
Representation.
I was directing your first movie and stuff. I was like, no. You know what? Angel, I was like, from now on, whenever we, you know, have this circle of, or just all of us creatives, like, when, especially in our group of friends, whenever we are going to present a piece of art to something, like, just tell it for what it is. No sugarcoating. I don't care if you're my friend. Like, there isn't enough. I think people are just so scared of it being awkward or offending them. It's like, no, like, just tell them. I mean, and look, I understand, because you're kind of telling people, like, that 2 years of your life that you spent working on this, you wasted that. Yeah, it was just trash.
It sucked.
It's tough, but I think it's why it's beneficial in the long run is because you stop wasting more of your time that you've already wasted making a piece of shit. And you just let them know, like, hey, we're not going to take this stuff anymore. Like, do better. Mm-hmm. Be better.
And you know what's going to happen? He's going to make more and more El Chicanos over and over again. And no one's going to say shit. And we're going to keep getting shitty stuff. And we're going to keep
posting articles. This is great.
Finally, a Latino superhero for me. And so someone needs to tell him to stop. Someone needs to fucking change things. And just to end it, like, a trailer me and Chris recently saw was this movie. What was it even called? Laquisha? Laquisha, dude.
You live with Laquisha. What's your problem?
Hi, Laquisha. It's Bree.
Oh, I ain't talking to you, not the way you sound. Next caller.
You go, girl.
What the hell would you know about being a white guy anyway?
I know quite a bit.
Laquisha is a real role model for every African-American woman on this planet.
A movie about a white guy pretending to be a black lady on the radio.
This is real, and it's coming out this year.
There's black people in the movie, yet no one said, hey, maybe not. Let's not do this. So this kind of shit isn't just like, it's not an isolated incident. This is something that's happening over and over because POC, just fucking don't say anything. Or, I don't know. I don't fucking know what's going on.
Spike Lee calls it, he used to call it, Tyler Perry's Madea, coonery buffoonery. I call this brownery clownery.
Beanery?
Beanery?
Beanery scenery.
Beanery scenery. Fuck it. You pick whichever one you like.
Yeah. Fuck this movie. Fuck El Chicano. Fuck Joe Carnahan.
Justin, one sentence review of El Chicano.
I'm astounded that such a bad film got no negative review from anybody, whether it be politically, you know, like regular person. Nobody is doing anything other than stroking this movie's dick, which in general is astounding for any medium.
It's a run-on sentence, but it's a fucking great one.
It was one sentence full of commas and dashes and semicolons.
But and ellipses.
But goddamn, was that a sentence? So
thank you so much.
That's the end of our fucking rant. We hope you enjoyed it. If you're Joe Carnahan, fuck you.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself, Joe Carnahan.
Dude, you know, whenever Anthony Mantano gives a better view to an artist and they die. No, I'm just kidding.
Shout out Anthony Fantano.
I wish death to no one. Anyway.
Yeah, but seriously, if you're Joe Carnahan, fuck you. Yeah, you suck. Everyone else, thanks for watching.
I had a great time doing this. Again, this is the second mini-sode, one coming every month.
Hopefully
next month we have some guests on us. Anyway, I hope we have some guests with us to join the program. But yeah, season 2 is coming September?
Maybe earlier, maybe around earlier, September.
Maybe later, but it's coming around all the time. We got big guest lineup. I can't wait for everybody to see who we got coming.
And we got some other non-podcast stuff coming up too. It's going to be very, very cool. You'll see if you follow us on social media, me at Angel Isalinas.
And me at The Chris Carmona.
Boom. So without further ado, goodbye. Thanks for tuning in. Don't watch El Chicano. Give it a bad review on IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes. Tell Joe Carnahan to fuck off. I think he deleted his Twitter, so he probably can't do that.
Yeah. But he's still on IG, though.
But if you can get a hold of him, tell him I said, fuck you, dude.
Fuck you indeed.
See you later, carnalitos. Oh, wait. One ending. Let's end it.
Okay. Let's do it.
5 words to Joe Carnahan. 5 words. You.
Me?
Like, both of us. Let's give 5 words to Joe Carnahan. Like, if we can, if someone was like, here's a letter, I'm going to hand deliver it to Joe Carnahan, but you can only write 5 words. What are you going to write? I would say, Joe, fuck you, asshole, bitch.
Brown will never embrace you.
Boom! So you got fucking profound and angry.
See ya!
Hey everybody, thanks so much for checking out the Us Podcast.
You can follow us on our Instagram at Us Podcast.
You can also follow us on our personal Instagrams. I am at AngelIsalinas_.
And you can follow me at The Chris Carmona.
Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Write us a review.
Please, that helps us out so much.
Say some nice things. Say some maybe not so nice things. Go ahead and tell us. Please. Please. All right. Bye. They put it pretty good.